West Adams Street, this project was not funded. Was not funded by whom?
That was an ITEP grant application we had with the Department of Transportation, an enhancement program that we had hoped to put a significant amount of improvement down in the Adams Street corridor from from North Lafayette down to Charles Street. Again, if this goes back to that partnership we built with the university, three or four years ago, where we hired a consultant together to look at the mixed-use component of improving West Adams. We were encouraged by the prospects of gaining an award for that project, but as it would be, we did not. The only other project in this region for IDOT that was funded in this area of the state that was funded was for a streetscape improvement for downtown Elmwood. And as you remember, Elmwood was decimated their downtown by a tornado a couple of years ago. So, you know, God bless those folks. We didn't stand, you know, they need that kind of thing, obviously. It's our intention to discuss with the council sometime in the next couple of weeks, whether to move forward with making an additional application for that at the next round, which will be probably this fall or this winter. And that, I think that's what we would hope to gain their concurrence in doing, at least now anyway.
How much state money are you seeking for that project?
We had, it was about $1.9 million project. We had set aside $750,000 for our match for that, so the balance with the 1.2 would come from the state through their enhancement program.
And that would pay for the entire West Adams revitalization project?
That would be from Lafayette to Charles,
right.
Yes.
Are you going to be recommending that he reapply for it?
That's our initial thought. We discussed it with a couple of members of the Public Works Committee last week. Administrator and I discussed it. We talked it over with our grant writers at WIRC and believe that that's the direction we'd like to head. Obviously, we need to make sure the council is in favor of that, and that's what we're going to lobby for, I believe. Yeah.
Are you looking at any contingencies given the state's finances right now? It might be hard to come by state money, so will you look at other ways of coming up with money?
Well, not that we're going to a different pot that's flush, but many of these enhancement programs are matched by federal dollars, so it wasn't a matter of there were nearly 50 projects across the state that were funded, close to don't hold me to this, but somewhere around $50 million worth of projects were funded. It's not a matter, I don't think right now, that the funding wasn't available for us. The criteria that we needed to meet wasn't quite there. So we'll try another round. At least that's our hope anyway.
So what might you say different about the project to perhaps get the money this time?
Well, we may not say anything different. We may just be in a different class of people we're competing with. Again, it's very difficult to compete with some folks that are trying to recover from a natural disaster, and we're trying to improve what is, you know, there to be improved. So wouldn't want to draw that kind of competition between us. Don't want to have a tornado come through to, you know, get that notch up on somebody else, I guess, is what we're boiled down to, so.